Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
One of the greatest bands ever. Cheap Trick is your artist of the day. Man, the internet has gone crazy over this show's 25th anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, Will. Come on up. Up, up, up. Yes. Here we go. Pivot. Pivot.
He has changed that word,
sorry.
You just snorted.
I'm sorry.
He's changed the word. I can't hear that word without thinking of Ross Geller, and then I burst into tears laughing because that's one of the funniest episodes ever. Because we've all tried to move a couch into a space that doesn't fit.
Payback! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Just 2 weekends ago, I had to take a couch apart section by section to get it into my apartment.
Oh, I've got one better than that.
Wow.
I told Jack and three buddies about a year ago, this love seat is going downstairs. However you got to do it, it's going down there. They got it down halfway down the very narrow banister to the basement, and it stuck. And when I say stuck, I mean it was...
Is this at your house?
Yes.
There's not a lot of room
Scott, we couldn't even get to the bottom of the stairs. Where it lodged, two of the boys were on the other side of the couch and now trapped in the basement. We took I went to the garage. I got a saw, like an old-fashioned saw. We sawed off one of... It was an Adirondack love seat. We sawed off a leg. And now in the basement, the back leg is on a stone patio paver. There's no leg.
You better not ever sell that house. You're never getting that thing
It's
out.
It's never getting back up. Pivot.
Pivot!
Because we've all done that where you look at the space and you're like, oh, this will totally go down there.
Oh. Okay, I don't think it's going to pivot anymore.
You think?
It's such a funny scene. It's so stupid. They even map it out, if you remember, right before they try to take it up the stairs. They map it out on a piece of paper.
All right. Ready? Turn.
Okay.
Turn. Turn.
I don't think we can turn anymore.
I just don't think it's going to fit.
Oh, yeah, Will. Come on. Up, 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 up. Yes. Here we go. Pivot.
It's been 25 years.
25 years this weekend since that show first aired.
God, we are old. Mm-hmm. We are so old.
I honestly thought it went back further than that.
Oh, no, I don't want to be any older.
25 years ago this weekend, mm-hmm. 1994.
Man, I wonder what it was like when it first debuted.
Not funny. I hated it the first couple weeks. I go, this is so stupid.
You wonder what it's like to get Seinfeld. Kicked in the face?
I said, they're trying to rip off Seinfeld. This is never going to work. And then it caught fire like after season one.
See if it almost got canceled?
I was not a huge fan right out of the gate. I'm like, this is terrible. And then it wasn't terrible. Then it got funnier and funnier and funnier.
On cable, it is nothing but marathon after marathon.
NBC almost canceled Friends before it aired.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Quote from an executive, "We didn't test very well."
Neither did this show.
This show didn't test very well?
Mm-mm.
How long has it been since they did that?
Last week.
Somehow we made it.
Do you know who almost was going to be in Friends?
I love these.
Yeah, it'll screw with your mind.
Who would? Because like I think it was John Travolta who was almost Han Solo.
So remember Will and Grace?
Mm-hmm.
Eric McCormick was going to be cast as Ross Geller. Nancy McKeon of Facts of Life fame, Joe.
Wow.
Almost Monica Geller.
Wow.
She gave a terrific performance.
Huh.
And it was down between Nancy McKeon and Courtney Cox, and Courtney Cox got it.
Who, by the way, Courtney Cox was the only one on the show when it started who anybody had ever heard of.
Had ever heard of, yeah.
She had been in the Bruce Springsteen video, and I believe Ace Ventura had already been filmed prior to Friends.
I don't remember that. Rachel Green obviously went to
Jennifer Aniston.
Jane Krakowski of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt fame. You might not know the name. You know exactly who she is.
Oh, yeah.
Almost got the Rachel Green part.
Huh.
John Cryer read for Chandler Bing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who read for Joey and Phoebe?
Vince Vaughn read for Joey. And he just didn't fit, it said. Hank Azaria as Joey Tribbiani would not have worked. He's too old. You know Hank Azaria's got, he's like 55 or something, isn't he? Anyway.
Pivot! Pivot! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
There's more. Wait a minute. Leah Remini also read for Monica.
I can see that one.
Monica read for Rachel Green. Courtney Cox actually showed up to read for Rachel Green, and they flipped him. Phoebe... Ready for this?
Yep.
Kathy Griffin. Oh.
Oh, that's right. Hank Azaria played Phoebe's on and off again boyfriend in the show.
Yeah.
That's right.
There you have it. I'll post that on our Facebook page. It's kind of fun to take a look at the actors and actresses who are on the short list. Can you imagine being the one who just didn't get it? Like, so you were the second choice. You know what I mean? And you could have made hundreds of millions of dollars had you been the one to get the part.
Well, but would the show have been a hit if you had gotten the part?
I don't know. I can see John Cryer as Chandler Bing. He's such a good, funny actor. I can see him in almost anything. But Nancy McKeon as Monica Geller, I don't see it.
Why?
I don't know. Because she's Joe from The Facts of Life.
So once you've been in an iconic role, you can't be in another?
Well, I think it's because it's from one sitcom, ensemble cast sitcom to another ensemble cast sitcom.
Too much similarity there.
There's a lot of similarity there.
Are you going to a high school football game tonight or something?
I am.
Are you going up to Mount City?
Yeah.
Mount City, Missouri?
Why'd you ask him that?
Because he's wearing a Mount City shirt.
Oh, all right.
Just seemed very random that an hour and 15 minutes into the program, you just...
I know!
Just now...
What?
Noticed my shirt.
Sorry, I got a little squirrel in the cage going on.
No,
here.
It's all good.
Clearly.
It says competitive eating on it, too.
Yeah, I have my Mound City competitive eating shirt on.
Hey, someone just wrote in, Azaria is 55 and LeBlanc is 52. It's actually not that far off. Matt LeBlanc is 52?
Well, that would make sense. It means he was 27 when the show started.
Wow.
Which would be appropriate to the character, right? Joey would have been 27, yeah. 576-7798, Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, Will Starrett. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
No one told you life was going to be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's the only way. It's like you're
Man, we have a couple of breaking sports stories that literally just occurred during that commercial break. Antonio Brown has been cut by the New England Patriots. Couldn't happen to a bigger jerk. Hate that guy.
Okay, remind everyone why he is so hated, because the Twitter has just exploded with bye-bye,
well,
good riddance. Is he the naked painter guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Also allegedly, of raping his trainer. Jesus. Or at least sexually assaulting her. He also was traded by the Steelers to the Oakland Raiders, where he made an idiot of himself, out of himself, complaining about wanting to wear an old 1980s-style helmet.
Oh, that's right.
And people have thought for a long time that the goose was already being cooked for him to get kicked off the Raiders so he could be signed by the Patriots, which is what he wanted in the first place. He's just a bad person. And, sorry, Antonio Brown has been cut after one game by the New England Patriots, and we have some news on KU basketball.
Oh.
Can you get that back?
No, I can't find it.
Officially 11 days, by the way, on the Patriots roster.
Oh, well.
So he basically Anthony Scaramucci the Patriots.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
This is from our friend at the Star, Steve Vakarot, who just posted that the NCAA is preparing to issue a notice of allegations that details multiple major violations in the Kansas men's basketball program. The notice will come, sources told the Star, after a summer of speculation following a top NCAA official claiming the organization would make findings against schools involved in a pay-for-play recruiting scheme investigated by the FBI. Read that, the Adidas scandal, correct?
Yes, probably. Telling you. You think Bill Self walks on water.
Now, listen to this.
I'm telling you, that program is not as clean as you think it is.
North Carolina State on July 10th received a notice of allegations that included two level one violations. Stan Wilcox, the NCAA's vice president of regulatory affairs, said at least six schools would receive a notice of allegation for level one violations this summer. I'm going to say that again. The NCAA has said six schools will receive a notice of allegations for level one violations this summer. North Carolina State was already one of them. They got two level one violations. Here's why this is important. Level one violations carry some of the most severe punishment, including postseason bans and loss of scholarships. I'm going to read that again. Level one violations carry some of the most severe punishment, including postseason bans and loss of scholarships.
And these are all for basketball?
We do not know. We just know that six schools, according to the NCAA, were going to receive level one violations. It didn't name the six.
Creighton, Louisville, Kansas, NC State, Oregon, and I can't find the sixth.
Is that speculation?
Arizona apparently is the other one. Mm-hmm.
The NCAA has not confirmed the identity of the six, except North Carolina State, because on July 10th, they got their notice. And I don't know, let me look it up, if NC State, because the process has to play out, Scott. It's not like you get the notice of the allegation and then you're not going to the Final Four. I think you get the notice of the allegation, the school has time to respond, there's some sort of governing body that looks into it.
Louisville canned Rick Pitino back in 2017 over this case. One of the most famous and successful coaches in college basketball history, Rick Pitino. They canned him.
When a school like KU receives a notice of allegation, the university has 90 days to respond. The NCAA has granted extensions to schools in the past. The school response is then sent on to a committee. The committee has 60 days to file a reply and statement of case, and then there is a hearing. The ruling could take several months to reach.
Okay. Listen, I love KU. I went to school there. I graduated from KU. I have never, ever been under any sort of suspicion that that program is clean. Ever. And well, I'll say why, the same thing about Nebraska football.
I was just going to say.
I'll say the same damn thing about Nebraska
let's
football.
Let's widen that statement out to high-level college athletics.
Yes. I don't think for one second when I was watching Nebraska football play last Saturday night in Lincoln, I didn't think for one second I'm watching a clean program.
At least it's football, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
dirty's dirty.
Well, no,
I understand that. You either
but,
play by those rules or you don't.
But it's one thing to get popped for football, and it's another thing to get popped for something else. I mean, football is the, by a long shot, the big money sport.
Yeah. It's even the big money sport at schools that are primarily basketball schools.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say this, but if you're going to get popped for something, go big or go home.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. But I'll tell you this, and I mean it. I don't care. I'm not watching you play football to hope that you graduate. I'm watching you play football so that I can cheer for you in a national championship. And I know that sounds horrible, but if you look deep down inside your soul, all of you are thinking the same damn thing. You want a championship, and you don't care how you get it. Would you agree, Will?
No.
You're more interested in watching those kids graduate.
Yeah.
Mm. I would prefer that they do.
You okay?
I would prefer that they do.
I would prefer they graduate.
Okay, you gotta remember, I'm an Iowa State football fan. Okay, so when it comes to on-field success, there hasn't been a ton of it. As a result
of that, you're looking for academic All-Americans.
My loyalty is not really tied to the on-field product.
Comment didn't sit well with some people. From the text line, 9865 writes, Scott, I thought I heard you say the dumbest thing ever before. However, you have topped it today. You are such a jackass. All right. And then somebody else writes in, opposite point of view, I love it that Scott isn't afraid to speak his mind on KU and Coach Self.
I don't know that there's a lot to speak of yet, because we don't know what is coming. We don't know what it is. The Star is reporting that the NCAA is getting ready to release notice of violation. Okay.
If you don't think every major football and basketball program in this country cheats, then you're not paying attention.
But when you say cheats, what do you mean? Like by under the table?
Yes.
Looking the other way when it comes to deals with the kids?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. They just don't want to know. If a booster...
And the only reason they know this year is because of the Adidas scandal?
Maybe.
Like, it was always motivational blindness before that, and I love that term. Like, it was motivational blindness because you kind of knew, but you didn't really know. And everyone has a motivation to just kind of pretend like this isn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
But then when something happens like the Adidas scandal and it's on the front page and all of that dirty laundry is laid out in front of a grand jury or whoever, you can no longer say, well, we don't really know.
The real question is, ultimately, how okay are you with it? I mean, Scott, you were saying earlier that you really just want to see a winning product on the field. Would
correct.
You? I mean, now, obviously winning clean is preferable, but if...
But nobody wins clean.
Okay, but...
You think nobody?
Let's just say winning clean is preferable. We can agree on that.
Yes, absolutely.
But what comes in second place? Would you rather lose clean or win dirty?
Win dirty.
Yeah, see, I'm not there.
Okay. Here's where I think I can make a point. There are people who follow and study, and by that I don't mean just like sports radio guys. I just mean people who are invested in a team, okay? They can tell you what Adrian Martinez threw for last week against Northern Illinois at Nebraska. Guarantee you they cannot tell me what his GPA is. Both are public, by the way. When they're breaking it down on College Game Day on ESPN, they don't say, and I'll just use, because Nebraska is my favorite team, they don't say, Adrian Martinez last week completed 12 of 14 passes for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns and 1 interception, and by the way, has a GPA of 3.2. That never happens. Why? If they're student athletes, shouldn't we be concerned about how they're performing in the classroom? We don't. We don't care. We want to know, how do you perform on the field? Do I get to cheer for you, or do I get to yell at you tonight?
And in terms of the teams cheating, it's more of a don't hate the players, hate the game.
That's right.
The players being the colleges and the game being cheating to win.
I'm not saying, and I want to be clear, Dana, Sam, and Will, I'm not in favor of these schools cheating to win. What I'm saying is they all do it.
Listen to this from CBS Sports, okay? Cheating is a natural economic outgrowth of an amateur athletic system that had major flaws from the start.
Yep.
Back in the day, people thought of amateur collegiate sports as the last pure place in the sporting landscape. But the moment that big money was thrown into ostensibly amateur sports, the moment television contracts grew into the billions, head coaches' salaries grew into the millions, yep, and shoe companies bought multi-year team sponsorships for tens of millions, that's when a black market was created for these players. Of course it was going to happen. That is from CBSSports.com.
Yep. It's just a fact. It is unnatural to think that with all of this money flowing around between the NCAA Final Four and all the bowl games in the winter, you're telling me that schools who could receive millions of dollars if their football team wins the Orange Bowl are not going to try and find a way to make sure that that 5-star recruit ends up on their campus in the fall? Give me a break. That's right, Texter. You're absolutely right. They are not student athletes. They are athletes who happen to be students.
This story goes on to say, in a roundabout way, this happened because we're forcing these kids to compete for, quote, free.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this starts. Because there's millions of dollars over here being made by the universities and the apparel companies and the coaches. And then you have the kid over here competing for free, which opens the door for bad choices.
Mm-hmm. And somebody brings up a good point. Colleges let the boosters cheat for them. Here is who is paying the players. Bill Self.
Is not cutting a check to a player.
No, he's too smart. He's way too smart. Scott Frost up in Nebraska is not going to a player's home and whipping out $100 bills. What you have, and you have this in every major college town, whether it's South Bend, Indiana, Lincoln, Nebraska, Lawrence, Kansas, Manhattan, Columbia, it doesn't matter. You have people who live in that town who have a lot of money, and they love this university.
I think the investigation had nothing to do with that. The investigation was that someone behind door number 3, Adidas,
right,
was under the table agreeing to balloon payments. And it's been a while since I've read this story. Correct me if I'm wrong. Under the table for players or family members, if memory serves, who wanted A, B, or C in exchange for agreeing to come to certain schools. That's
correct.
And to me, once corporations are involved as well, how are you going to stop that, Scott? And maybe that's why the FBI was involved, because they're trying to say, look, knock it off.
Mm-hmm. But what the boosters do is all of a sudden you end up mowing grass in the summer, because you are allowed to have a summer job. But you end up mowing grass for the booster, and the booster would normally pay somebody $35 to mow his grass. Well, he's paying you $1,000.
You don't know that.
Okay.
No, but I mean, all you have to do to the point about the boosters is look at Nevin Shapiro. He was the guy.
We'll refresh my memory
he was
on
the
that.
Guy at Miami about 8 or 9 years ago that was popped for basically providing all sorts of money to the basketball program there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to the actual program. It was going to the students themselves. And it was all a part of getting people to sign at Miami under Frank Haith, who, of course, kind of got run out of there and wound up at Mizzou.
The Mizzou guy.
Yeah. And then got run out of there, too.
This is from the NCAA's website. Boosters are not precluded from continuing established friendships with families who have prospective student athletes. However, boosters may not encourage a prospect's participation in university athletics or provide benefits to prospects that were not previously provided.
Mm-hmm.
I think a great depiction of this is the selection scenes from The Blind Side when all the coaches are coming to sit down with him and giving him and his brother all these offers, and we'll give you this and that. And while they weren't offering him outright chunks of money, they were offering him things that cost a lot of money.
Contact. This is what you may not do as a booster, okay? And you're a fan. Let's say you're a Nebraska booster, Scott.
I wish I could be.
As a booster, you may not contact a prospect in person, on campus, or off. Contact a prospect by telephone, email, internet, or letter. Read that. You can't direct message somebody on Facebook.
Can you tweet them?
You cannot. You cannot provide gifts or free or reduced cost services to a prospect or prospect's relatives or guardian. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. You may not employ them. Relatives, guardians, friends of a prospect as inducement for the prospect's enrollment.
He's not an employee. He's a independent contractor.
You may not become directly or indirectly involved in making arrangements for their relatives or guardian to receive money or financial aid of any kind.
Happens all the time.
You cannot provide transportation for any of the above mentioned relatives, friends.
Happens all the time.
You cannot provide free or reduced cost tickets to an athletic event.
Happens all the time.
You cannot provide any material benefit, meals, cash, none of it.
Okay. Everything that you just said, do you know why it's on that list? Because it happens all the time.
You want to know the list of permissible activities? It's short.
Sure.
You can be friends.
Oh. Hey, buddy.
That's it.
You can be friends.
Just want to be your friend.
I'm a 55-year-old banker. And I want to be friends with an 18-year-old five-star recruit from the Bronx.
Sounds about right.
You can attend a high school game where a prospect may happen to be, but you may not contact them in any way. You just go sit. You just go sit, and you're an observer.
And he has no idea you're there.
No, you're an observer.
Of course. Just here to watch. Just here to watch.
Sir, I just dropped my wallet that just so happened to have a few thousand in it.
If I'm not allowed to communicate with them, how can I become their friend?
Well, that is an interesting question. What if you accidentally bump into them in a restaurant and you just say, hey, I would randomly...
Oh, damn it. I dropped $1,000,
like,
but my knees don't work so well.
Your friend.
Damn it. I just dropped another $1,000. I can't bend over to pick it up.
You are clumsy today.
I'll just leave it. I got to go to the restroom anyway. I'm old. 576-7798.
Still you wonder who's cheating who? Who's being true? Who don't even care anymore? It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight and whose car is parked next door.
Somebody claims, I used to know an OU player, Oklahoma, I'm assuming, not Ottawa. He used to get paid to watch an oil pump work in the field, $100 an hour, partied every day.
Now listen, I want to clarify something because I didn't know this. According to this NCAA website, it looks like you are not allowed to have any contact with prospects. Period. End of story. Can't do it. But if they are enrolled student athletes, and here's where they start cracking the window.
Oh, here's the rub.
Yeah, here's where you start seeing where there are problems. If it is an enrolled student athlete, it says student athletes may be compensated for work by a booster for work actually performed and at a rate commensurate with the going rate.
Define actually and define concern.
Why would they even allow that, Scott? Why would they even allow that you're a big-time donor? We're going to let you hire an enrolled student-athlete.
Because
they're opening the door for problems.
Because everybody's in on the wink and nod.
Mm-hmm. You mow my grass, and dang it,
if
150
it has
bucks
to be
just
work
fall down,
actually performed
define,
at a rate commensurate with
define
the going rate.
Commensurate and define actually.
Well, I think, Scott, if you said to me, hey, would you mow my lawn? And I'll say, yeah, I'll mow your lawn. What do you want to give me, 25 bucks? It's a reasonable man standard. What does a reasonable person
define
think?
Reasonable.
Oh, Scott, come on.
Will, am I wrong?
Commensurate with the going rate means $25. It does not mean $2,500.
Well, it's not my fault that my wallet fell out of my pants mm-hmm. when I was walking to the front door and $250 fell out of it.
If this was a court, Scott would probably win. Yeah.
No, no, not yes. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Reasonable man.
Define reasonable.
$50 would be reasonable.
I cut grass really well.
Oh, I bet you do.
And my standard rate is $100.
Oh, because you're so good at what you do.
Very good right. at cutting in the grass. Gosh.
Well, and let's face it, too, you get to have, at least in this time period, somewhat of a celebrity on your lawn. Mm-hmm. Is that not worth something?
Doing actual work.
Here's the other one. What are examples of permissible benefits? You can make a contribution to university programs and other gift-in-kind arrangements. As in, Scott, you can donate $50,000 to the football program,
mm-hmm.
but you can't pay a kid to mow your lawn and pay him $500.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.